Everyone kind of knew that after so much time, one of the girls would ask another question about their grandmother. No one ever heard of any other name for her other than what Jonah always said, "My Missy." That question, strangely, was avoided by all and was not being asked by the young listeners. None of them asked because that's the way they all remembered her, "My Missy." She had died long before any of the children were born. Once again, Jonah's attitude abruptly shifted back to a very deep sore spot in his memory. This is why he did not like to talk about his life as a slave. Sure, everything was bad while he was a slave, but the hardest thing for him to think about it all was the memories of her. These memories were so special and precious to him, but they reminded him of what he had lost long ago. That is why he never wanted to talk about slavery times, because he had to think about her. But Jonah thought it was more important that the children know about their grandmother, so he kept answering all their questions. Jonah began.
"She was born behind a rich white woman. She sure was. She wasn't no poor woman. No, she wasn't. Her husband was living then. Oh, she wasn't no poor woman. She brought my missy up here from the south and, oh, from one the other in this country. She brought my missy here to Texas when she was young. Oh, my missy was young. She wasn't grown. No, she brought there to the land where I was. Oh, way up Texas and get grown."
No more questions were asked now that Jonah opened the doors of their history and led them into his private memories.
"In daytime, my missy, she tends to all the children with the old women. Tend to the children, just like, you know, you bring a whole lot of children, you know, and put them down, you know, at one house. Well, there was somebody have to look over them, you know, and to tend them that way. Just a house full of them children. And if one act bad, you know, they'd whoop them. And if the old woman didn't tend to the children, they'd whoop her too. You know, to make her tend to the children, she wasn't doing nothing. Well, she was a crippled woman, you know. She was an old crippled woman, and they whoop her."
Jonah had been holding his pipe in his right hand for some time now, using it as a pointer while he talked. Realizing it was still in his hand, he packed down the ashes with his finger and tried to relight it. There was one more puff of smoke that came from his old friend, his pipe.
"But there be a house, you know, where are feed all the children. I call that the slop room place. After she done in the morning, at the big house, my missy goes and feeds the coloreds. And they had trays. I don't know where you see a tray today. Wooden tray, dug out, you know. All about that long."
Jonah held out his arms and stretched as far as he could while still sitting down.
"And all of them, you know, would get around that tray with spoons and just eat. I can recollect that because I eat out of the tray. With spoons, you know, and eat. Treat you like mush or soup or something like that. But feed them, you know, before 12 o'clock. And all them children get around there and just eat out of that thing. No table, no cloth. Ain't no fork and knife. Big, long tray and got his wooden spoon."
Jonah made some snorting hog sounds as he spoke.
"And that old woman, you know, she would tend to them. Just like slopping hogs, wasn't it? Just like a tray, you know. You have, it's made like a hog pit. Hog trough, you know? Nasty.
Jonah got a good laugh from the crowd as he pretended to be a starving pig eating out of a tray.
And, of course, you know they'd wash them things and scald them out for the children. I didn't see them scald, but that's what they told me. They scald them now, you know, for the children. And, them children eat out of that thing, and that's with the wooden spoon. If one reaches spoon over in the other's hand, over in the other's place, he gonna hit him, you know. Knock that there spoon back, you know, on his side.
Now Jonah did not hold back sharing any memories of his beloved Missy.
Oh, well, my master, have me to help my Missy with the big housework chores. Tote water, stacks the firewood box. I's big enough to help her. She young yet. I be the yard boy. She be house slave in the big house. I's don't know how we not get together when they had us in the pantry nighttime, so she can be ready to fix victuals in the morning. Stayed there till was grown young man too. Kept the house, the yard, and all the horses. Yes, sir.
One of the young ladies asked Jonah,
"When did you and Missy get married, Jonah?"
Oh, in them days the white people had control over the colored marriage. Slavery time, that slavery time. Those wouldn't hardly agree no matter no how. They brought my Missy to this country. She wouldn't let nobody take her away. She raised her there with her children. She raised her there with her boys and girl. She didn't have but one girl, but she had five or six boys. Some died. She didn't have but one girl, and she was little. She wasn't no big girl, but she stayed there till she got to be older. Then she sold.